Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, and this is your humble host, Brilliant Ideas, bringing you another fun-filled show of foodie fun. We welcome you back to our show this week. Last week, we had some technical difficulties, and we were unable to broadcast, and we are trying to broadcast today from a new studio remote location, trying to see if we can work out our technical difficulties. Let me get rid of this crazy music, and we welcome everybody to the show. We've got some great guests joining us this morning. We have Average Betty, and if you're listening along and looking on your computer, you can see that Average Betty is a blog food blogger, and among other things. And then afterwards, we've got two gentlemen from Johnny Secreto Foods with a new barbecue sauce, which I have tried, is excellent. And supposed to have my sidekick here, Aaron, calling in from Florida, but maybe he's having some technical difficulties himself. But I do see that we do have our food news. And by the way, you want to hear noise in the background where we're located. You may hear an occasional motorcycle go by. Or you might hear a truck or some sirens, but we're on a remote location. But I do see that our food news Jersey Style girl is calling in, and I know she's calling in briefly for a moment just to say hello to everyone. And let me push the button here, and let's see if we got the food news Jersey Style girl, Laurie, on the phone here. Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. Laurie, how are you?
Good morning, afternoon, wherever anybody is. I'm doing well. I'm just calling in for a second, but I'm food shopping.
You're food shopping. Where are you food shopping?
In New Jersey.
And what, I mean, is it like a fancy food store? I picture you in a fancy food store.
No. It's kind of a local food store. Just picking up a few things, doing some errands. How have you been?
Well, we're back on the air. I don't know how things are working out technically. We're back up and running today, and trying to do this little radio show. We've got some good guests this morning, and I saw you were calling in. I know you're out doing your little bit of food shopping. Anything big deals on your menu?
You want to know what I'm buying?
What are you buying?
You want to know what's in my basket?
Yeah.
Okay, some fun things. First of all, a big, large bag of potato chips. Have to get the Lay's.
Oh, yeah, gotta get them.
Oh, yeah, and they're on sale. And I've got some saltine crackers. I've got kipper snacks. Do you like them? Do you ever buy the seafood kipper snacks?
What is it?
Kipper snacks?
Never heard of it. What's a kipper snack? It's like something you give your
dog. No. It's herring. It's like boneless herring.
Oh, no, I haven't been that fancy, but I guess.
No, it's not fancy, but it's good for
you. I've never heard of it before, but go ahead. What else you got in your cart?
Well, I've got dentine ice gum.
Yeah.
I have
everybody's listening in to hear what you got in your shopping cart.
I have mascara. And I have some tea bags.
All right.
Boring.
Well,
you know, kind of boring stuff. Just started, so.
Oh, well, you have fun shopping. I did want to say one food news thing. I was going to discuss this with Aaron, but I don't see him online here yet. But the only one food news thing that, since you are the food news girl, that I have to mention is this whole Paula Deen thing that's going on right now. All I would say is it's totally ridiculous, and I know I'm not going to be make the PC crowd happy, but leave the lady alone. She was in a court case. She told the truth. For once, you know, someone tells the truth, and she didn't say anything. That she said it. It was in her family. If she had lied, she would have perjured herself, but she would have made the PC crowd happy. But anyway, I love Paula Deen.
I watch her all the time.
Nowadays, you can't do anything. So anyway, I'm putting that little food news thing in there. I support Paula Deen and what she's doing. I understand Food Network may have cut her off on her show, which is totally ridiculous, but what are you going to do?
I know, and I support her too. I love her show. She's right. She reminds me of my older sister. She's just funny and happy, and it's sad. You're right. She told the truth, and look what happens. It's okay. I think she's going to come out shining.
Well, on that note, I'll let you go back and do your food shopping. I think maybe our first guest is calling in, and go buy something nice for yourself.
I will. Okay. Listen, you have a great day.
All right. Take care. And there you go. That was our food news, Josie Style Girl, I guess, out there doing her grocery shopping. And I think our first guest is calling in, and let me see here. Here on the remote location, I'm having to completely do things different here, so give me a second. Okay, if everything is working the proper way, let me push this button here. We should have, hopefully, let me see, test, test, 1, 2, 3. We should have our first guest, Sarah O'Donnell, who's also known as Average Betty. Sarah, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're on a remote location today. We've been having some technical difficulties, so I'm out in the boonies with the big satellite flying in the air, and we're trying to bring in the radio service. And you can hear me okay, right?
I totally can. Your remote, undisclosed location is working perfectly.
So how is Average Betty? And tell everybody about Average Betty. I've been reading a little bit about you, looking at your website. You've been in the food blogging business for a while, and you started the Average Betty. I guess, is it a character, or is it your alter ego?
Yeah. I mean, I like to say that Average Betty is just like Sarah O'Donnell, except she's a little more gullible and a little more optimistic.
So how did you get into the whole food scene and the Average Betty deal?
We posted our first video online in 2006, so back in the ice age of online video. It really came about with actually the interest in podcasting. Video podcasting had just come about, and I thought, I want to have a show. So I talked my husband into a cooking show. I had a lot of friends at the time that were saying, oh, Sarah, you should write a cookbook, and this just seemed like, a little bit more fitting of my personality.
Right. So you kind of fell into the whole pot of food right there back in the day when they were having video podcasting. It's turned out to be pretty successful for you.
Yeah, things are going very well. I mean, the show has definitely taken on a few different iterations. I produce it for the most part by myself at this point. My husband still, you know, sets up my camera and helps me with lighting and that sort of thing. But I'm pretty much a one-woman production, just me and my remote control, like all creepy, talking to myself in my kitchen. So,
well, that's like me talking creepy on the radio. And I never know if there's like one person listening or 1,000 people listening or 10,000 people listening. It's just like I just keep talking and hope that somebody's out there listening to what we do each week. So if people want to find you, it's you got your website, which is www.averagebetty.com, but they can also find you at other locations on your YouTube account and also Facebook. You want to give those addresses?
You know what? I'm pretty much average Betty, all one word everywhere. It's super simple to find me.
So tell us what we'll find at averagebetty.com.
Well, you're either going to find me cooking in the kitchen or me out in the field cooking with some of America's favorite celebrity chefs. I also cover a lot of food festivals, and, you know, I just really try to bring a really kind of lighthearted, a little bit sarcastic, snarky approach to food.
Right.
Nothing too serious, no fancy equipment, just cooking great crowd-pleasing food either by myself or with great chefs.
Now, you're in Los Angeles, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So you're in the mecca of broadcasting and all those things that go on there. Have you got any big plans, anything up your sleeve when it comes to TV, Food Network, or anything like that?
No. I'm sure the Food Network knows I'm out here. I've spoken with a lot of great Food Network chefs over the time. I've actually cooked in the Food Network kitchens on behalf of the Idaho Potato Commission, which is one of the greatest sponsors of Average Betty. And, I'm really enjoying being an independent content creator and just really interfacing with my audience. I mean, it's the audience that drives everything I do. So.
Nice. Well, you actually you represent different national brands like the Potato Bug. Is there other national brands that you represent or work with?
Sure. I've worked with Dreamfields Pasta, the National Turkey Federation. You're putting me on the spot now. But I'm not a very good name dropper. But, yeah, no, certainly the California Avocado Commission, the National Honey Board. I really love working directly with the food boards because,
right.
You know, what's not to love about a potato? You know, you can really
exactly.
Wrap your head around a potato. It's not like a processed food product. You know, you can do anything with a potato. You could live off potatoes, for crying out loud.
And actually, I have in the past.
I think I probably have as well, certainly. I mean, growing up, my mother was like, Sarah, get your potatoes from Idaho and your carrots from California. So carrots, call me. But
So if I go to your YouTube video, I guess the channel, and I guess you've got all your archives of your different videos there. What type of videos, what are people going to find there? Do you do recipes? Do you do interviews? How does the whole Average Betty YouTube series work?
It's exactly what you're going to find on the website. It is. It's all of those things. It's either me cooking in my kitchen or I'm out in the field with celebrity chefs, interviewing them, cooking with them. You know, I also will take it's kind of what I like to call Lay Cordon Betty. So it's, when I'll take a Wolfgang Puck recipe or a David Chang recipe and I will translate it for people so they can make a potato volcano or a crispy potato galette with smoked salmon and dill cream, you know, something a little bit more highfalutin, and they can make that in their own kitchen using
wow.
equipment that they probably have around the house somewhere. If not,
I'm a griller, as you know. Does Average Betty do any grilling?
Oh, absolutely. I grilled up some pizzas last night for dinner. So
yeah,
certainly, I love grilling. I mean, I'm certainly no award-winning barbecue chef, but I think I can hold my own and please my friends and family.
Of course, my barbecue friends get upset with me because I interchange the words grilling and barbecuing. And as a matter of fact, I usually call it grill-becuing on the show because I upset them because, you know, there's a fine line. You're either a griller or you're a barbecuer. And if you interchange the words, they get upset. And
totally.
Even though I tell them when you go to Lowe's and you buy one of those things you cook on, it says right on the box, it says barbecue grill. So I don't know why they get so upset with me, but
right, and don't even get them started on smoking because
that's
frightening. That's like fighting words or something.
Well, yeah, the whole smoking crowd—that's like a whole religion all by itself.
Totally, totally.
So, what other big plans you got for the future for Average Betty?
Well, the 4th of July is coming up, so I'm definitely going to be doing a lot of grilling next month. Also, I've got a fruit pie coming up. And, you know, it's just really the whole variety of foods that people love. I mean, that's what I love doing is cooking for my friends and family and just, you know, basking in the glow when they're like, oh, my gosh, this is the best whatever I've ever had. So that's really the message that I try to deliver. I mean, that's, food is certainly one thing that we can all relate to. We all have to eat. And,
yeah.
You know, sometimes it's one of the most important things that you can do for the people that you love is feed them. So.
Yeah, usually food will bring happiness to everybody's faces, and that's kind of how we started the radio show. It sort of started off as a whim, and matter of fact, I use the same exact line that you use, that everybody's got to eat. So you find out that if you talk about food, you're going to appeal to somebody's senses somewhere along the line, and everybody's got to eat. So that's how all this works with the video series. It's like you have and the radio, and it's, you know, everybody keep on eating. We'll keep on broadcasting and doing things like this and what Average Betty is doing. And if you want to find Average Betty, go to her website, which is www.averagebetty.com. You can also find her on YouTube and on Facebook. And did you have anything else you wanted to plug, Average Betty, before I let you go?
No, I do have a, you asked me to name drop a little bit earlier. I'm working with the National Pork Board right now, so I do know how much you guys love pork.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So I've got a brand new for summer grilled New York pork chops with an apple cranberry chutney that will either be great on your grill or your barbecue, or it'll have that nice smoky flavor too. So,
you know what, for me and people, that's a lot of things. People don't really use pork chops and pork as much as they should. When it goes to grilling and barbecue, and a lot of people will pick up a steak, and steak is so expensive nowadays anyway, but you can get a nice pork chop, and to me, they call it the other white meat, but it is one of the better choices when it comes to grilling because it's a lot juicier, and you don't have the issues with it drying out, and a lot easier to cook. And so, yeah, I'll have to check that out. Is that going to be a YouTube video?
You know, it's not a video. It's a recipe on my website, and it's the latest one. I just published it yesterday. So, and it's great that you bring that up about the price of beef versus pork, because certainly, you know, there's the whole new naming convention that the pork board has brought about. But so now it's not just a pork chop; it's a New York pork chop,
exactly.
Which is more compatible, they're saying, to the New York strip steak. So the average price per pound on a New York pork chop is $3.42. The average price per pound on a New York strip steak is $8.18.
Right.
So quite a bit of good savings there for the average Betty and Joe out there.
Yeah, I haven't gotten used to the whole new naming process that they've given on pork. I saw that the other day when I was in the store, and it's like, where's my pork butt? They don't call it pork butt anymore. They called it, I already forgot the name. It was like a completely different name. It's the same thing. They decided to go out and change all the names. So you can't just get a pork chop. You've got to get yourself a pork steak of some sort. But I guess what they're trying to do is appeal to the, like the steak folks, give it more of a uppity type name and give pork a better reputation than it's had in the past. But I'm a pork guy, so we'll have to check out your recipe on your website, and we appreciate you coming by and talking with us this morning. Everyone, check out averagebetty.com. You can find more information about her, recipes, and all the other things she's up to. And Average Betty, thank you for joining us.
Frank, it was a total pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me, and have a great
right.
rest of your Saturday.
Thank you. You too.
Take
all
care.
Right, everybody, check it out, and you can find out more information, like I said, at averagebetty.com. I'm going to take a brief break here, and we will be bringing on our next guest here shortly. As you guys know, we are sponsored by Big Green Egg, and if you haven't found yourself a Big Green Egg, one of their, I call them grillers, smokers, and cookers, you got to check it out. Make sure you check out Big Green Egg, and here's one of their ads.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The
versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
So like I said before, go out and get yourself a Big Green Egg. You can find information about Big Green Egg on their website, which is www.biggreenegg.com. If you want to find a dealer near you, they have a little section there. You just click on for locations. You click on it, put on your zip code, and you can find a local dealer. They are a heck of a way to cook. Even someone like me can actually cook something on a Big Green Egg, and it turns out halfway decent. So check them out and get yourself a Big Green Egg. I'm going to be taking a break here and resetting the show from our remote location, and we'll be bringing on our next guest. I'm going to play a little bit of Brian Mack. Brian Mack was one of our guests. Well, he's been a guest twice, actually. And if you missed the show a few weeks ago, he's got a whole new group of songs that he's coming out with his new CD. And I'm going to play couple of his songs as we take a break, and we'll be back here. I'm going to play Brian Mack, and his song is called Moonshine Glow, and then after that, we'll play a little Smiles All Around, and then we'll be back for the next guest. Everybody hang tight, enjoy a little bit of Brian Mack music. We'll be back here in about 6 minutes.
miles all around. Turn off that frown. We may be down, but we're not out.
And we are back, and you're with the Green Ideas Radio Show. This is Green Ideas, and that was my buddy Brian Mack and two of his new songs on his new CD. Check out Brian Mack on Facebook. You can find him there and check out his music. He's a great guy. He's also a person that goes out and finds new talent in Nashville. And check out Brian. You get a chance. Good guy, and I think you'll like his music. We're going to move forward here this morning. We're still having some technical difficulties, but I can't get my sidekick, A.A. Ron, on here with me. But we're going to move forward with our next guest. And I'll say that these guys, our next guest, I tried out their product. They're from the company called Johnny Secreto Foods, and they've got a new barbecue sauce line, and it is excellent. I tried it on everything from pork, the beef, the seafood, and they sent me some samples to try out. And I'll tell you, I won't promote something unless it agrees with me. And it was excellent, excellent product. And I wanted to have them on the show this morning to tell you a little bit about their company, how they got into the barbecue business. So let's see here. We'll push the button right here. If everything can continue working here, and we should have our next guest. Hopefully, if everything is working all right. Guys, are you there? John Corum and Wade Lefevre?
Wade Lefevre is here, yes.
Hey, Wade, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Great, Frank. Doing well. Wasn't quite sure if I was on. I tried calling in a little bit, and I'm glad you got me. So.
Yeah, sorry about that. We're having some problems, but we look like we got it going here now. Thank you for calling in. First of all, I would say thank you for sending me the samples of your sauce. It's excellent sauce, and I really did. I tried it on several different things, and I can't remember the name of the one you sent to me. Honestly, I was trying to find the bottle this morning, couldn't locate it, but it was the one that had the spicy, kind of a spicy kick to it. It was excellent, excellent product, and I want to have you guys on because I understand you've recently started this sauce company, and I want to find out a little bit about the history of how you got into the sauce business and how it all began. And so I give you your 3 or 4 minutes of radio fame, Ingredient Ideas radio show, and tell us a little bit about the Johnny Secreto line of barbecue products.
Well, I appreciate the having us on. Right now we have one type of barbecue sauce, and we also have 4 different types of spice blends that can be either used as a dry rub on meat or for tossing with veggies. Great for grilling with veggies, and we have a couple of rubs that are actually good with grilling fruit, peaches and pineapple, nectarine, that type of thing. But the barbecue sauce and kind of our whole story revolves around my father-in-law, John Corum. He and I founded this company about a year ago, and he's been doing the rubs and the barbecue sauce for years, giving them away as gifts to his family and friends. And say, hey, John, I got a graduation party. I need a couple of gallons of barbecue sauce. And next thing you know, he's in the kitchen making it up. And
so that's kind of how it all started, and he found himself out of work, and you know, I was an eager participant. I felt strongly in the products. I loved them. You know, they tasted great, and we thought they were unique. So we went into business about a year ago.
Well, it's an excellent product, and like I said earlier, when I get samples from people sometimes, and I'll have to admit they're not always the best. And when I got this one, I mean, I'm not a professional griller, barbecuer, but I've done my fair share, and it was perfect for you. A lot of times you find things are only good for certain products, and this one kind of covered the whole board from, like I said, from seafood to pork to beef, and it was an excellent product. And people can find your barbecue sauce at your website, which is johnnysecreto.com, but can they also find it at any retail locations?
Yeah, mainly here in Michigan, where we're based out of.
Okay.
We are ever expanding as we are a year old, and we are finding newer distribution channels. But right now, our website, johnnysecreto.com, would be the best place to order any of our products. And if you're in the Michigan area listening in the Detroit area, you got Westbourne Markets. In the Grand Rapids area, you got Kingman's Market, Byron Center Meats. We're also round about a lot doing different farmers markets and functions. So always check our Facebook to see what we're up to, and give us a like if you'd like. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Now, what's the background on the name Johnny Secreto?
Johnny Secreto is John's great uncle,
okay.
And the logo you see is actually his great uncle. It's a photo we found that was taken in 1947 down in West Virginia. The Secreto family moved from Genoa, Italy, and
okay.
So we also have a spaghetti sauce that we produce to kind of pay homage to his relatives in Italy, and that is also a very excellent sauce as well.
Because the name Johnny Secreto and the logo that you have, he kind of looked like a gangster or something. I didn't know, maybe he was like from Bonnie and Clyde and that whole crowd.
Well, if you had the original photo that the logo was taken from, he's got his arms around these two guys that are cropped out now. But he's got his arms around these guys, and they look like you don't want to mess with. You know, they got the slick back hair and mafioso looking. Going on there, so it's Johnny, he was kind of the babe, you know. He's a good looking guy, and his nickname was the babe. His favorite ball player at the time was Babe Ruth, and so he's got a very likable image, and you know, the ladies seem to like it. So
well, it's funny, when I was looking at it, I'm thinking all he needs is like a Tommy gun and like an old 1940s Ford or in the background, and he looked like that type of guy that you see, like I said, at Bonnie and Clyde. But so you guys have started this about a year ago, and you got the barbecue sauce, and then you say you also have the spaghetti sauce. And what other items are in your product line? You've got the grilling sauce for veggies, you said, or fruits and veggies?
We have rubs.
It's a rub, okay.
We have a what we call a backyard classic, which is just a classic barbecue rub for slow cook, barbecue, smoking,
for steaks, burgers, you know, anything you want to use it on. We have a couple more that are a little bit more specific. We have a Moroccan rub that's fantastic for salmon. Great on roasted veggies. My favorite one is our coffee rub. It's called Espresso Especial.
Huh.
And comes with dark roasted coffee in there that we've gotten a local coffee roaster to supply us with their beans. And what we've done is we've surrounded it with nutmeg, allspice, and brown sugar, a little bit of coriander, some kosher salt. And those sweeter ingredients really do a nice job balancing out the bitterness of the coffee, but they kind of complement the coffee's warmth and toasty notes. And it almost gives it a chocolatey type of feel to it. So not only is it great on steaks and slow-cooked barbecue, I've also done a searing method with it for, like, scallops and things like that. But because of those chocolatey notes, you can almost use it in desserts. And that is one of my favorite things to do with it. Absolutely.
I've used espresso coffee myself on as a rub for steaks and things. And as a matter of fact, you're the first one I think I've heard recently that has an actual rub that's made with the espresso bean. And it sounds like it'd be really good.
It is turning heads around here. Now, originally, you know, we had three spice blends in our pockets with our recipes, and we're like, you know, we really need a fourth one to introduce with our product line. And that's the one we were kind of worried about. We just didn't really know how it would be received, and turns out it's one of our best-selling. Any given day, if I'm at a farmer's market or wherever, I'll get people coming back, buying up two or three at a time, saying this is amazing, I got to share it with everybody I know. So that one's probably been our biggest surprise as far as products go and how they've been received.
Now, have you guys entered any of your sauces or rubs in any of these barbecue competitions?
You know, not yet. That's a great question, and that's something we want to get more involved in when we originally were doing our marketing plans and just having different ideas of how we were going to go about things. That was one of our big ideas. We really believe in the product line, and we feel like they're great products. So that's something we really want to get out there. And you know, of course, it takes time and effort, and we're going a million miles an hour in a million different directions right now. So that is definitely something for the future. I see a Johnny Secreto competitive grilling team or barbecue team. I heard your last segment about the do's and don'ts of barbecue and grilling and what to call.
I get in trouble with those guys, but my sidekick Aaron, he's usually on here with us, and we're, like I said, having problems getting him on this morning. But he's in the barbecue competition, and he goes to the barbecue competitions and gets serious with the stuff. And that might be a guy I might want to try out your sauce and just see how it goes in one of the competitions. But it's excellent product, and I want everybody to check it out. Go to your website, which is www.johnnysecreto.com. You can find the barbecue sauce. You can find the spaghetti sauce and all the rubs that we were talking about here this morning. And keep us posted as things develop. If you come out with some more product lines or if you do enter some contests, and I just have a feeling you're going to win with that one. That one that I tested out, it's really good. So keep us posted on how that goes.
I appreciate that. You know, and Frank, we would love to do a giveaway, a bottle of barbecue sauce to one of your listeners. So,
great.
I know I have your contact information. So if you want to figure out a way to do a little giveaway, we will supply the bottle. So
fantastic. We actually had a contest that we were running the last couple of months with a cooking contest, and we ended that just a couple of weeks ago. But I think we're going to be coming out with a new contest, and that would be great to use your product as a giveaway. I'm sure the listeners will love it.
Yeah, we can even throw a rub in too.
All right. Well, I'll definitely get in contact with you. When we get the new contest going, we'll look you up and see if you can use some of your stuff for prizes. And I know that both of you were trying to get on this morning, but Wade, we appreciate you coming on, and everyone check out the Johnny Secreto sauces at johnnysecreto.com. And keep us posted, Wade, and let us know what's going on later on, and we'll bring you on again sometime.
All right, wonderful, Frank. Hey, appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Great. All right, take care. Everybody, that was Wade LaFever. Check out his products on his website. You won't be disappointed, and I think you really would like them. And I'm going to take another quick break, and I'm going to try one more thing here. I've got someone keeps calling in, but we're having a problem getting it hooked up. But I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll play a little Chip Wilson, who is one of our past guests. His song is called Northward Chickens. And we'll be back here in a few minutes to close out the show.
Well, mama's in a room watching Oprah on TV. Brother's in a backyard smoking up some weed. Sister's in a hot pants downtown doing wrong. And me, I'm in the kitchen and trying to write this song. There's a rooster in the ninth ward pecking at the ground. His hens and his chicks is running all around. Looking at the rooster, seeing what he's got. Grab the rooster and the chicken and throw them in the pot. Yes, Papa's on the front porch checking out the scene. Feels a little hungry. When he's hungry, he gets mean. If a not poor chicken should trip and stumble, she'll be in a recipe for Papa's chicken gumbo. Well, Mama's in the room watching Oprah on TV. Brother's in the backyard smoking up some weed. Sister's in a hot pan downtown doing wrong. Me, I'm cooking chicken and trying to write this song. Well, Grandma's off a rocker talking to herself. Since we lost Grandpa, we're worried about her health. She thinks that she's a chicken on her skinny little legs. We take her to the doctor, but we really need the eggs. Hard times come and hard times go. Over in the ninth ward, that's all we really know. Ninth ward chickens doing the best that they can do. From Desire Street all the way to Papa's Chicken Stew. Mama's in the room watching Oprah on TV. Brother's in the backyard smoking up some weed. Sister's in a hot pants downtown doing wrong. Me, I'm eating chicken and trying to write this song.
Sidekick AA Ron. AA Ron, are you there?
What up, man?
Hey, dude. Yeah. Show's almost over. Glad you could join us.
You know, it's good timing, huh? So apparently, whenever I am cooking ribs and making mac and cheese and trying to blacken some pork chops, I kind of lose track of time. And yeah, I looked at my clock and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get stabbed in the face.
Well, that's okay. No, it's actually funny because I'm still having technical difficulties. I'm in the remote location trying to run the show, and there was somebody calling in, and I thought it was you. So if you had been quiet, I would have thought, oh, you were just trying to call in and couldn't get in because of technical difficulties. But now you just blew your cover.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try to hide the fact that I full on totally missed curtain call time. Yeah, just blew it.
Well, I'm glad you could join us for the last 10 or 15 minutes. But so, what are you over there cooking? You're cooking pork chops and what?
I'm doing blackened pork chops. I've got ribs on the smoker now. They'll be coming off here shortly. And a four-cheese smoked mac and cheese.
Man, sounds good. Yeah. And what this is for, so, what? This is a special occasion? You got party or something going on?
No, not really. Just got a buddy coming in from South Carolina. I haven't hung out with in a while. And just figured I'd cook some food and we'll hang out here at the house.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you missed all the fun. We had Average Betty on from AverageBetty.com. We talked about food blogging and YouTube videos, which, by the way, we got to start our video series. After talking to her, I know we got to do that. And then you also missed the guys from Johnny Secreto Foods. It's JohnnySecreto.com and their new barbecue sauce, which, by the way, I had the sauce, and I talked about this when I had him on. It's good stuff, and he's looking for somebody to take his sauce to a competition and try it out, so it might be something you guys might want to put up your sleeve. I had it and put it on pork, beef, and seafood, and you know how I grill, grill-bique. It ain't the greatest, but it made all my food taste good.
No wonder. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like something that could, you know, I'd have to try it, but it sounds like definitely someone would put on some chicken and go to town with it and see how it works out.
And I have to test it out. He said he's going to donate us some for a prize for a contest, and which, by the way, we're going to need to start our contest again. For those who don't know about our contest, we had a What's in the Cupboard contest where you would take six ingredients every week and make something with those six ingredients. Some of them were unusual ingredients, but make a meal using the ingredients we give you, and that's all you could use for the contest. But I think we're going to do this, maybe do it like once a month and give people time to do it, and there should be no excuses, and we're going to try to also have some great prizes in the lineup, so everybody stay tuned for that. We're going to probably start that back up in about a couple of weeks. We'll get that going again. And so, you got any competitions going on over there anytime soon there, Mr. Barbecue Grilling Master?
Well, we have one that we do, we've done every year, but I think that there were some issues with the association getting things set up with the venue this year. So I don't know if that, and it's supposed to be the middle of July, so I don't know if that's going to, if we're going to be doing that or not. But, yeah, we've just kind of been taking a break during the summer, only mainly because, I mean, it's a fun part of barbecue season, but at a competition, man, it's hot. So, you know, we're just taking a little break right now.
You want to go to a kimchi festival?
I really do like kimchi, so yeah.
I was invited to a kimchi festival this past week. It's in New York. We're going to have to figure out how to. I didn't know what kimchi was, to be honest. I mean, I guess I'd had it before, but didn't realize what exactly kimchi was. So I looked it up on, Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's so fermented cabbage. I mean, it's good stuff, man.
Cabbage and have, radishes and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I have a jar. I keep a jar in the fridge.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I have a jar right now. I do eat kimchi quite regularly.
Well, heck. Then maybe we do need to go to the Kimchi Festival. I think it's the first annual Kimchi Festival we've been invited to. I think they want us to broadcast from there. So that's something new. It just came at us this week. So I had to go look it up to see what it was. But if you got a jar in your refrigerator, then you are the man for Kimchi Festival.
Oh yeah, man, love the stuff. I'm a Korean food junkie. So it kind of works out. Oh yeah,
dude. You done any kimchi barbecuing?
I have not. I have not. No. I've done some Korean barbecuing, but I have not barbecued any kimchi.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, you missed the little segment from the Food News Jersey Style girl. She was doing her shopping in the supermarket and telling us what was in her cart. That was dramatic radio.
Oh, I'm sure that was intense, on the edge of your seat. Intense.
Anyway, well, we're glad you could join us there, Mr. A.A. Ron. And
yeah, man.
Sorry we disturbed you with your pork chops, your blackened pork chops, but I'm going to close up the show.
I was, my plan was to be cooking and do the show so I could create some dramatic radio and tell you, oh, I just had a flare-up and I no longer have eyebrows and, you know, all that kind of cool stuff. But I managed to miss the whole first 45 minutes of the show.
Yeah. I know, it's tough to walk and chew gum at the same time, but Everybody who's listening, thank you for joining us each week. And sorry we were not on the air last week, but we got a whole lineup of guests for July that are some really good guests lined up. Unfortunately, I don't have my list in front of me, but we'll be back, getting back in gear with our normal lineup with singers and food people. If you ever want to be on the show, all you have to do is contact me or Aaron or Sunblessed on Facebook to let us know if you'd like to be on the show, if you have something to do with food or cooking or whatever. Heck, if we don't care. If you play the spoons, we'll let you come on the show. But check it out. Brilliant ideas on Facebook. Let us know if you want to come on. Thank you for everyone's support. And I'm going to close out the show actually kind of early because I'm still having issues with the board here. And Aaron, unless you have anything to add, I'm going to find us a song to play and call it a day.
Yeah, man, rock out.
All right, well, let's play a little D-Wayne Spa, Home Sweet Home. Everyone have a nice weekend and join us again next Saturday morning, and we will have another food show for you to hopefully entertain you. And you go cook your pork chops, and I'm going to go take a nap. Everyone have a nice weekend. We'll see you next week.
I remember dirt roads and long hot summers, gold creeks and old cane fishing poles, and drinking whiskey with my brother when he was 15, I was 12 years old. And we both liked Jenny Johnson. She just lived down the way. It's been a lot of miles and years ago, but to me, it seems just like yesterday.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
Myself some rough and rowdy friends, starting wearing faded Levi's and driving pickups when it's cool being country again. Well, already have my boots on, won't even have to break them in while you're searching through the rack for my John Deere. Or de-city-fy my southern fried accent. Y'all, or get myself a dog to ride on my toolbox. No, I won't have to pretend when it's cool being country again. Always been, so come on down, get the gin in the room.